Chapter 6. You have to have it before you can have it. I've spoken already about the importance of your life being in harmony with your dominant thoughts. But what I want to do in this section is explain it in a way where you don't just know that, as I've just proved to you that knowing is useless and probably destructive. What I want to do is explain it here in a way where it makes it easy for you to live a way of life that is this. You being the creator, you creating in your life situations and circumstances which are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. So you and I take you from knowing it to beginning to live it. Does that sound good? Albert Einstein said, "Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. What you imagine will be your future." But it has to be a complete upload. What I mean by that is, you've seen the movies where they're trying to download or upload some software. And if it doesn't make it to 100%, it completely fails. Yes? Well, you have to upload your dream until it's uploaded 100%. Thinking positively about it happening for a while won't cut it. This has to be something which is done, finished, uploaded. When you get the hang of this skill, before you know it, you will know you are the creator. You will know you can create anything, and you will know it so much that it will become your way of life. So we have to have it before we can have it. The first choice you have to make for this is to be happy. Have you heard that you will not be happy when you get there? That you have to be happy first? Maybe you've never heard this before. Or is this something you know to be true and have dismissed? Or is this something you live as a way of life? Happiness can mean a lot of different things to people. I, for example, don't ever get ecstatically happy, which may or may not be your definition of happiness. But I can see something wonderful happen and tears will roll down my face. And then at times I can be really happy, though sound really grumpy. So happiness can be a big wide range for me. But the state of happiness is a choice and must be chosen from where you are now. In 2009, a couple of months before I lost tens of millions, and I had a lot of unhappy creditors and a massive amount of problems that were frankly insurmountable, plus countless people who had lost their mentor and were feeling really low and lost. And at the time, I had no income and no idea exactly what I was going to do to create one. It was not a good time, to say the least, to be me. I really could have been at the worst mindset state of my life. But I wasn't. Instead, I was happy. And not just happy. I was in the most serene and wonderful mindset state I've ever been in my life. I was so happy and serene that all my friends had thought I'd lost it. In fact, it was only the fact that my wife Alison, who was there to witness it, was able to tell people that I was fine and that there wasn't a problem with me. As my state of mind was so extraordinary that it was in no way normal to other people. As most people think, you can only be happy if there's good things going on to be happy about. Now, scoot forward to today. I'm rich again and financially free to do as I choose. I've got more options and alternative directions to go in business than I've ever had, and my work is fun in all directions. Every day I change the lives of more people than I've ever reached before. Frankly, I've achieved more in 5 years than most people achieve in a lifetime, and I'm still happy. But I'm not as happy as I was when it was all going wrong. Now, on the surface, this doesn't make sense. But if you look deeper, you'll see I was living to the truth that what had happened, and I would deal with that as I could. But I wouldn't let that affect my future. I was living as the creator, creating in my life situations and circumstances which were in harmony with my dominant thoughts. I switched my mind into a way of life which created the future I desired. And for that to occur, I had to be happy. Actually, in real life, happy with my life then in that horrible situation. If I wanted everlasting happiness. So if I could do it with all that going on, then I think you can do it from where you are too. And before you say you can't, let me tell you about an old woman I saw interviewed on the TV regarding her experiences in the Holocaust. The interviewer turned to her and asked how she did it. How could she survive every day in the death camps knowing that each day could be her last? Without missing a beat, the old woman said, "There was always something funny going on in the camp." What an amazing and abnormal mindset. That woman, who was probably in her 20s when that horror happened, chose to see what was happening as humorous. She chose happiness over any of the horrible, useless emotions she could have easily allowed to happen. She survived and had a wonderful life, thanks to her ability to choose what happens in her head. So if she can do it, then so can you too. Consider for a few seconds, can you choose to be happy where you are now? If you cannot choose it easily yet, then use this thought structure to choose it. I choose to be happy now. I choose to feel good now. Try them right now and notice how you feel when you say them. When you find you're not happy, use them. When you find yourself low and unhappy, remember that you will not and probably cannot be happy when you get there. You have to be happy now. So choose to be happy now. Learn this and apply this, and pretty soon you will be happy. That tiny thought structure made it easy for me to be happy in a very horrible situation. So all you have to do is use it. The first choice you have to make is to be happy with where you are, which you can do now, as long as you don't do the silly thing of knowing it before you start to live it. As you live it, then it will turn into a way of life fairly quickly. Now the next choice you have to make is gratitude. You've probably heard this before and know you need this too, just like you do with eating an apple a day. But now you've got to take this from knowing it, which is useless, to living it so that it becomes a way of life. This is simple to achieve. Take out a pen and notepad and write down a list of what you've had happen in your life that you were grateful for. The experiences, the relationships, they can have ended badly too if you're running short of ideas. But I'm talking about wonderful moments in relationships, or just choose wonderful happy moments. The moment you got married, the moment your child was born, the moment you passed an exam, the way you laugh one day. This can be anything you are grateful for. When I wrote my list, I scribbled down 79 things without letting up. If I wrote it today, there would be hundreds more moments, if not thousands more, which I'm grateful for. But with just say 10 to 15 moments, you have a list. All you do next daily is, until you enter living life in a grateful way, which may take a few days or a few years, is you read your list to yourself. Complex stuff, right? Take the first moment and go and experience it again fully. Be there. Enjoy how wonderful that moment was again. If you want to cry, cry. Be happy and love it. Then after a minute or so, read the next one and be there too. Choose to pick them randomly from the list if you want, or read them out in order. It doesn't matter. But I suggest spending at least 15 minutes a day building a grateful way of life. This technique does a stack more good for your life too, as I explain in Creating Above Free Mind. But all you need to know to become a master of the law of attraction is that you must demonstrate to your subconscious mind what you are grateful for. In doing this, you're then communicating with it and saying, look, I love this. Please give me more of loving this sort of thing. Your subconscious mind, being the perfect servant to you, will then give you more to be grateful for. Now for a second, think about this. When you wallow in self-pity and doubt your success, you're communicating with your subconscious mind and saying, look, please give me more of this. I obviously love it, as I wouldn't be torturing myself otherwise, would I? Your subconscious mind, which has no powers of deduction at all, just decides, okay, I'll send you more to feel sorry about. So gratitude will bring more into your life immediately. Do you understand how much just this can alter your experience of life? If you have a nasty thing you have to do each day, like be stuck travelling somewhere regularly, then imagine if you chose to consider your grateful list whilst you were doing the thing you don't like. Then without any effort, the thing you don't like will not matter anymore, as you will be very happy and even grateful that the nasty thing was there, as it gave you an opportunity to consider what you have to be grateful for. Consider it. You can switch off the bad things in life just by changing your thinking at the right time and in the right way. But also consider this. Do you see how knowing this can now be destructive too, unless you start applying it? How do you feel about knowing this and maybe not applying it? The next choice is to give up worrying about time. I'm talking about rushing and being busy and working hard, and mastery over them all is relevant for living a wonderful life. But for mastering the law of attraction, you just have to decide to give up worrying about time. As humans, we are the worrying animal. No other creature on earth worries. We invented this dis-ease. But I wasn't like everyone else, as I didn't worry. I always saw worrying as something that we could choose to do. Everyone, and I mean everyone, told me I was wrong and that I should worry. No, that is herd mentality, caused by everybody doing something wrong and therefore us seeing it as normal. We can look at something potentially bad happening and choose to worry or not. We don't have to, and in fact should not worry, as it's pointless. So the first truth you have to accept is that you have a choice about worrying in all areas of life. All I'm covering here is time. So if you want the rest, then you can go and get the full bug-free mind process. Think about time for a second. We see time as if it's running out, and so we feel we must rush. We feel we must rush because we are told by all the other people rushing that we must do that or we will fail to get what we want. Well, consider. The world, the herd, has a 99% plus failure rate at getting what they want. So maybe it's time for you to go a different and more pleasurable direction. What do you think? I see that there will always be enough time. So I always have enough time. It's about demonstrating abundance by living abundantly. Their way of doing things doesn't work. I do not rush. I just work diligently, and the work will get done when it gets done. We only worry about time when we self-impose deadlines on ourselves. If you imagine and choose to start to live to the fact that everything will always work out for the best for you, then you can stop worrying about time, because whatever happens will be for the best. If you fail to do something, then that is the best. If you succeed to do something, then that is the best. Simple, but not too simple, I trust. I live to the thinking that everything will always work out for the best. That's everything. If something goes wrong and looks bad, my default thinking is, I wonder how this is going to work out for the best. Then I consider it and carry on with my life. Sure enough, even the most horrible things end up being for the best. Always. This is because I think they will, so they do. If you think they won't, then you'll be right too. A choice. And choice is the problem. As if I could just instruct you to think this way, then your life would be automatically better from now on. But as you have the choice over this, then you can choose to not think like that. And so it won't be automatically better. Without choice, the pain would go away. You may wish to spend a while pondering on this, as it'll move the neurons around in your mind quite a lot. So by choosing to know it always works out for the best, then you have the ability to learn the lessons life gives you so that you can move on. If you've ever felt stuck, then it is simply because you are failing to learn a lesson life is attempting to teach you. Your ego will probably be telling you that I'm talking shit right now, as a particular event from your life was all bad. So as the ego has been kind enough to attempt to halt your progress here, thanks to a previously bad experience, why don't you now go and choose to look at how that bad experience either turned out to be a good thing, or if the good result hasn't shown itself yet, then consider how it could turn out to be a good thing. Take a few moments now and teach yourself the life lesson that it always is going to work out for the best for you. Okay, as you go about your days now, choose to know it's going to work out for the best, and it will. Watch the bad event come up and consider what life is attempting to teach you. The more you live thinking this way, the more you give up considering time and worrying about time, as you are now just living now. You are not rushing to get there, as you are there. You are enjoying the journey and being grateful for all the lessons life is giving you. You are becoming a magnet and attracting or creating the change in your life you desire and have designed using the law of attraction. So, do you think you can remember to apply that thought structure? Everything is always going to work out for the best for me. So how is what's just happened going to help me? What do I need to learn? Then, just relax and consider, whilst carrying on with your life. Another truth about time is that time ceases to matter when you know you're going to get there. You will see this truth happen when we go through Mastering the Law of Attraction near the end of the book. And the other truth is this, everything happens at the right time and in the right way. Consider this, if you think like that, then you remove the worry of time from your life. As if it hasn't happened yet, then it wasn't meant to, as everything works out best for you. Do this and you're applying one of the most wonderful laws of all, the law of least effort. I explain that and all of its wonderful benefits in the Bug-Free Mind process too. So do I walk this talk? Whilst I was building my new fortune at times, I thought I'd make a breakthrough at a certain point, and time after time it didn't happen. The first time it didn't, I thought it should have done then. But then I relaxed and considered why it hadn't happened. I reminded myself that everything works out for the best for me, and that everything happens to me at the right time and in the right way. So what lesson had I failed to learn? Or maybe it wasn't meant to work out when I thought it was. So I went back to just working diligently on bringing my reality into everyone else's. Sure enough, the riches came at the right time and in the right way. The hold-ups happened because there were lessons I still needed to learn before the riches showed up. So I looked for the lessons, found them, learnt them, lived them, and then sure enough, the success I designed occurred. Plus, wonderful things needed time to happen too. So because I didn't attempt to force things, but allowed the design to unfold, then things worked easily. All that was different was the timescale. However, the success I designed ended up being far bigger than I'd imagined, and in a much shorter time for the bigger stuff than I considered was even possible. I allowed this to happen because I was open to a greater manifestation than I designed. I'll tell this story later on. The secret is, by giving up on time, you allow your subconscious mind to deliver the result you asked for in your creation. So I suggest you spend time considering giving up worrying about time. Though as always, it's your choice if you do or not. If you turn it over to the universe, you will be surprised and dazzled by what is delivered. This is where the magic and the miracles happen. So you are happy, grateful, and not worried about time, as you are living to the truth that everything will work out for you at the right time in the right way. Can you see how just these few tiny changes will alter your very experience of life? How will that make you feel? What you'll have done here is create the environment to allow the law of attraction to get you what you desire. Think about it now. Being this person, you being the creator, you creating in your life situations and circumstances which are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. Do you see why, if your dominant thoughts are confident, relaxed, happy and grateful, that your life situations and circumstances are then in harmony with your dominant thoughts? This allows you to become a master at manifesting. Do you now see why people struggle to get the law of attraction to work for them? They have not created the right environment, as they have to have it first before they can have it. The law of attraction is a law and has to be done in the right way to be used to create the outcome you desire. You provide the feelings of having had something, and the law of attraction will go to work for you. Do you see how by applying this, then it will be easy for you to master the law of attraction? Or does your ego still think it's impossible for you? Well, by now, I'd say you're feeling a lot more confident that you can actually become a real-life master of the law of attraction, and that I'm not promising something I can't deliver to you. But let's remove all the doubt and make sure you can stop thinking it's impossible once and for all, okay?